Mark Andreessen, AI doomers are misguided, China is the real threat. By Lucas Nolan on June 12, 2023. In a recent essay, renowned venture capitalist Mark Andreessen has dismissed the widespread fear of artificial intelligence as a potential existential threat to humanity, instead pointing to China's rapid AI development as the real concern. CNBC reports that Mark Andreessen, a renowned venture capitalist, recently published a comprehensive essay in which he dispelled the widespread belief that artificial intelligence poses an existential threat to humanity, which he calls a wall of fear-mongering and doomerism, and instead emphasized China's explosive AI development as the real cause for concern. A partner at Andreessen Horowitz, Andreessen is well known for his audacious claim that software is eating the world. In his most recent letter, he applies this viewpoint to AI, advising creators to stop worrying and build. Andreessen stated that AI isn't sentient, despite the fact that its ability to mimic human language can understandably fool some into believing otherwise. AI doesn't want, it doesn't have goals, it doesn't want to kill you, because it's not alive. And AI is a machine, is not going to come alive any more than your toaster will. Andreessen's remarks come in response to an increasing number of tech industry leaders who have voiced their concerns regarding the potential risks posed by AI. He suggests that these leaders are motivated by financial interests, as they stand to make more money if regulatory barriers are erected that form a cartel of government-blessed AI vendors protected from new startup and open-source competition. The venture capitalist complains that attention is being diverted from the current harms that some algorithms can cause in real life by focusing on potential future threats posed by AI. However, Andreessen paints a more upbeat picture of AI's potential rather than acknowledging these known risks. AI could be a way to make everything we care about better, he wrote. Anything that people do with their natural intelligence today can be done much better with AI. And we will be able to take on new challenges that have been impossible to tackle without AI, from curing all diseases to achieving interstellar travel. Andreessen argues that AI companies and startups should be allowed to develop AI as quickly and aggressively as they can, calling for a return to the move fast and break things mentality of the tech industry. He also suggests using AI itself to shield people from bias and negative effects. Andreessen names China as the real threat due to its rapid advancement of AI and worrisome authoritarian applications. He puts forth a vigorous plan for the advancement of AI that involves major tech firms, startups, the private sector, the scientific community, and governments. We should drive AI into our economy and society as fast and hard as we possibly can, Andreessen wrote, emphasizing the need to counter China's AI influence. Andreessen has a positive outlook, but his predictions haven't always come true. Shortly before the industry started to decline, his company launched a $2.2 billion crypto fund. During the pandemic, one of its key investments was in the social audio startup Clubhouse, which has since been forced to lay off half of its staff. In conclusion, Andreessen expressed his unwavering support for those working on AI, stating, "They are heroes, everyone. My firm and I are thrilled to back as many of them as we can. And we will stand alongside them and their work 100%. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan. Use checked in its success.